The Conners is back on ABC, and to give us an update about what's happening in Lanford, we've got DJ Conner on the line with us. Michael Fishman joining us once again. Hey, Michael.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. I mean, this is a great time to chat with you, right? Interesting time for the show to return because we're in the midst of all of these things happening, and I'm talking, you know, coronavirus, the election, Halloween. I'm just wondering how the Conners are feeling this time of year. I mean, let's start with Corona. I guess that's kind of a biggie. Is that working into Lanford at all this season?
Yeah, you know, COVID-19, I think, has affected everybody. So in our show, we always try to do what is actually happening in the world. We want to be a show where people can relate to what's going on in the world, and you can see a family interacting and dealing with it the same way. It's not overbearing, but it does play a very realistic part of what's going on in the house, in their life, in work, and professionally.
And you know that's going to have fans wondering, like, how are the Conners going to get through this? Like, you just know it's going to be ridiculously funny, right?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. We find funny in everything, and I think that's the real beauty of this show, is diving into deep topics and then finding a way to make that funny. You know, we try not to, you know, go whole scale into the election, but there is an element of that, and there is a balanced view on that, I think, and a view that might surprise some people. I think that's an exciting part that's coming up. And then, of course, the Halloween episode is getting ready to come out, and I couldn't be more excited about that. I had a special opportunity to direct the Halloween episode, so it's extra special for me this year.
Well, let's talk about Halloween. We've got to, I guess, go through the order in which all of these things happen. So Halloween comes before the election, although I guess they're both kind of scary when you think about it. Halloween, Roseanne and the Conners is synonymous with Halloween. Just like anybody who watches The Simpsons, you know, the Treehouse of Horror shows, that you just, they're iconic, right? Same thing with the Conners and how the family celebrates. So what can we expect, at least storyline, and then we'll talk about your own personal contribution to the show this season?
Yeah, Halloween this year takes on a slightly altered thing because of what's going on in the world with COVID and some of the storylines of the world, but we really dive into Halloween in a heavy way. You can expect some costumes and some pranks and the family all getting involved. It's a beautiful way that we kind of work all that in together. Halloween is the legacy in a lot of ways for our show, so it's a really special opportunity. It's always a complex show from a technical standpoint of trying to get special effects and costumes and everything to come together and add in a prank or two, and you get some of the classic Halloween fun.
And so I should tell everybody, just before we went on the air, I kind of gave you a new pet name, which is, I mean, you're the big man behind the camera now. So let's talk about that, because you took on a new role for that episode.
Yeah, you know, I was scheduled to direct one this year, and it just worked out kind of in a beautiful, synchronistic way. I love Halloween. I love what we do for Halloween. I have a huge passion for that episode. And it's a huge vote of confidence because, like I said, it's probably our most technically demanding show outside of like a live show or something like that. We have so many extra elements and timing and all of these things come into play, but it's so much fun. Anybody who's seen our Halloweens, they know the Conner family does Halloween right. So to get to be leading the charge for that and collaborating with all of the different departments and organizing everything, you know, it all came together in a very kind of last-minute frantic way, but it came together in a beautiful way, so it's a great opportunity. And then also, my character has a pretty big storyline. Jaden Ray, who plays my daughter Mary, has a big storyline in this episode, so the combining of both, of going in front of the camera and then jumping back behind the camera and trying to make sure everything was, you know, just technically almost perfect, because, you know, there's always things that you could adjust, and then jumping in and getting to carry some meaningful scenes in the family moments. I love that opportunity.
And it sounds extra challenging because as an actor, I mean, you have, you know, you've got focus with your character and where you stand and where you look and how you hold a prop. And now suddenly, I mean, I don't want to use the term puppet master, but in a sense, that's kind of what you're having to do with the cast. And I guess we also envision a director, you know, behind a camera, looking at a monitor, you know, doing something. I mean, you're on set, though. So, I mean, that's got to be, what was the most challenging part, though, for you?
you know, it's interesting jumping between the two sides, because on the directing side, I'm in charge of all these technical departments and coordinating everything and really diving into the minor details. But I've always been that way. I've always been connected to those departments, so I think that's kind of the way my brain works anyway. And then I had my stand-in for some of the rehearsals so I could really make sure all the shots and everything were lined up. But when it comes time to be the actor, being an actor is all about living in that moment. And I think that's the thing, is being able to transition between the two and say, okay, I'm going to trust my crew. I'm going to trust, you know, my associate director, Linda Derrick, who was ready and is a good director in her own right, and say, okay, you're in charge for a couple minutes. The funny part is, as soon as the take is done, to yell cut and then to have to get notes and then go make adjustments to the people that you're playing with in a scene and playing opposite of, and getting notes for yourself is kind of a fun adventure too, but it's all trying to make the best show possible for fans so that the audience can really enjoy and resonate with what we're doing.
And I guess you've all worked together for so long. I think you probably have that synergy of being able to just kind of read each other's mind in a sense and just kind of be able to adapt and work together well, no?
Yeah, you know, we've worked together so long, and I respect everybody that I work with so much. I've really studied kind of the way they go about things, and even earlier in the year, I kind of asked people how they're feeling, what their preferences were, you know, were they getting enough rehearsal, did they want more, you know, so I really tried to feel out what people were looking for, so when I stepped in as a director, I really had my fingers on the pulse in a way that a lot of directors don't have that opportunity. The fun part is giving notes to someone like John Goodman or Laurie Metcalf, who are just legends, but have been, you know, they were there when I was a kid, so these are people I have known my whole life, and now to have to say, hey, can we make an adjustment here, or would you try this for me, you know, it's an exciting and very new experience doing it in that way, but we have such a good relationship and respect that it was easy.
Well, yeah, basically, I mean, you're telling your dad what to do, really.
Yeah, it really is a lot like telling your parents what to do. And there's a joy in that, and what I try to do is really be mindful and professional about it. You know, you, as a director, you should always be mindful of how you give actors notes, I think, to begin with. So knowing that we're all on the same team and that I want them to be great, I think it makes it easy from that standpoint.
Let's talk production for another minute or so, and then we'll quickly touch on the election storyline, and then we'll wrap it up. Were you guys finished the last season before everything was shut down?
So I had just come back from a trip at the end of February. We worked the very first week of March, and things shut down the week after. So we got all of our production in, and we were able to close down our season on a normal sense. And I really kind of had an inkling of what was going on and was reading news stories and had some questions about what was going on. So my family, we kind of bunkered down early, but we got everything done from a production standpoint. And then, you know, we spent the summer not really knowing what was going to happen next and what the status was and when we would be able to come back to work. So I was really connecting with all of my crew members and trying to help people and have that communication and connect so that people felt like they had a support structure. And, you know, and I started doing a podcast to celebrate the people behind the scenes, because those people are never off because they work week to week from project to project, to really celebrate what they do and make sure that they knew that they were valued and appreciated while they were kind of in that limbo space.
So when you guys started shooting again in the summer, what was different in the studio? Did you have to make changes about how you shot? I mean, was it different at all?
Yeah, I mean, everything is different in a lot of ways. I mean, we are wearing masks all the way up until we actually film. So even the rehearsals and everything, we have masks. The way we do makeup and hair is different. We try to keep 6-foot spacing. We really make sure we try to limit how long we're shooting. So like as a director, I plan things out so we're never really forced into close proximity for more than 15 minutes at a time, trying to like space it out and follow all of the PPE and medical protocols. We have a great medical team that keeps track of everything, but every day, you know, we're literally getting tested every single day, and we get results back that night. We do temperature checks throughout the day. We have directions that we actually almost like one-way streets where, you know, even the walking pedestrian patterns within the set, we kind of have limited them so that we can limit overlap, and then you do the best you can And we're lucky. We're a veteran group, so we're not the go-out party or go-out hang out with a lot of people on the weekend stuff. A lot of us are family people, so we kind of keep it mellow, so everybody kind of bunkered down and put work as a priority.
As for the election storyline, you know, when Roseanne came back, it was a very political first episode, right? Roseanne, Jackie were kind of having that, you know, family battle over politics. So how does the family feel with the election right around the corner?
Election will have an element, and you'll see bits and pieces of that. It's not as direct as when we first came back because we don't have Roseanne and Jackie, who were so passionate that first time. You will see the way it plays out in the family, though, and I think what fans will really resonate with is a very authentic view. Dan, in particular, has a very authentic view of what's going on in the country at this time that I think a lot of people really share, and it will resonate with people.
Are you guys planning any live episodes this season?
You know, I don't think because of, unless something changes with COVID, you know, I don't think we're anticipating any live episodes just because there's so many more people who have to go into that and it's such an extra pressure impact. But you never know, you know, there's always opportunities for us to do special episodes and those opportunities may come and it hopefully, you know, for everyone's good, you know, health and safety will kind of win out and things will kind of calm down. So I'm always looking for opportunities to do something fun like that. I love doing the live episode. Everything's real time. You know exactly what's going out on the world, and it's that moment of truth, and I think every great performer loves those big moments.
Absolutely. All right, so we're going to be watching. I mentioned the Conners returns to ABC. Michael, when can we catch the show?
So the show is now on Wednesday night at 9 o'clock, 8 Central, and it's an exciting year. Come every Wednesday night, we're going to bring you some new storylines, some new takes. Life's going to change a little, but it's the same old family you love and a lot of reasons to laugh.
All right, we'll be watching. Michael Fishman, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.